In that vein, talking about emergence and process, let's speak about patience and impatience. How impatient are you? And how patient are you? Now, let's not confuse patience with procrastination and impatience with ambition. Obviously, we need to move things forward and we need to be driven and forge ahead and just can't sit around and wait for things to happen. But patience is a lot more than waiting for things to happen. It's respecting the process. It's respecting that you do it your effort, you do whatever you can, but there may be another human being involved, and you can't control their reaction. You need to make sure that you and I have done everything I can do regarding whatever it is I set my mind to do, and then be patient and respect the process. Respect the other people involved, the other person involved, or respect the natural process that certain things need the time and the need, the space to be able to emerge. We live in impatient times. Everybody wants this pandemic to end. And why shouldn't we? That's a good thing, to finally find the vaccination, to eradicate it, to get back to normal. But it's also an opportunity, as long as we cannot control when exactly it's going to end, it's an opportunity and exercise in patience. And I don't mean patience against sitting on the sideline and doing nothing. Patience means to think about the deliberation that's necessary for things to develop. Take your own life, your skills, your talents. Take your relationships with others. Things you've set your mind to, your dreams and aspirations. Now is a good time to revisit it all and look at yourself. Are you able to recognize that you've done what you had to do and now you need the patience to allow it to emerge, to allow the process to take hold and do whatever you need to do to make sure it continues? That is an art. I've seen people who have that. And they're very persistent, because patience is not the contradiction to persistence. They're very persistent and driven, but they also have that humility of recognizing, I've done whatever I can, I'll keep driving it, but there's a patience till take a teacher and a child and a student, a parent and a child. You invest, you do whatever you have to do, but then you have to allow that recipient to receive, to absorb, and to grow in the process.